Hello, this is a show from Radia. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
Hello and welcome to a Radia edition of Surface Sound. Surface Sound is a weekly show every Wednesday at 6 p.m. with me, David Strang, on Sound Art Radio 102.5 FM. Sound Art Radio is a community radio station broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from Totnes in Devon in the UK. For this edition of Surface Sound, I will be talking about a project of mine from back in 2007. The work is called Resonant Space Q121 and was produced in collaboration with William Little. Resonant Space Q121 is a site-specific sound and light installation that took place inside a large wind tunnel at the RAE Wind Tunnels in Farnborough. The work was completed as one of my final year degree projects. For 2 weeks, we had access to any of the 5 wind tunnels that are on the site in Farnborough. We ended up choosing the tunnel called Q121 for a number of reasons. Firstly, the space had the most impressive aura about it. It was vast and had a 24-foot fan that, when the tunnel was operational, could create wind speeds of up to 150 miles per hour. And was used to test structures such as propellers, helicopter rotors, and large architectural features. The tunnel was decommissioned in 1996. Another important feature of Q121 was that we had easy access to any part of the tunnel and could freely move about exploring the site. This was to prove hugely important for those who visited the site so they could experience the work in their own time and in their own way. To explore the unique characteristics of Q121, we used a famous method taken from the artist and musician Alvin Lucier. This method was used in the creation of his work called I Am Sitting in a Room from 1969. Lucier recorded himself speaking and then played that recording back whilst recording again. This second recording is then played back and recorded again. This process is repeated to expose the resonant frequencies of the room. It is probably best explained by Lucier himself. Here are the first 2 recordings of I Am Sitting in a Room.
I am sitting in a room different from the one you are in now. I am recording the sound of my speaking voice, and I am going to play it back into the room again and again until the resonant frequencies of the room reinforce themselves, so that any semblance of my speech, with perhaps the exception of rhythm, is destroyed. What you will hear then are the natural resonant frequencies of the room articulated by speech. I regard this activity not so much as a demonstration of a physical fact, but more as a way to smooth out any irregularities my speech might have. I am sitting in a room different from the one you are in now. I am recording the sound of my speaking voice, and I am going to play it back into the room again and again until the resonant frequencies of the room reinforce themselves, so that any semblance of my speech, with perhaps the exception of rhythm, is destroyed. What you will hear then are the natural resonant frequencies of the room articulated by speech. I regard this activity not so much as a demonstration of a physical fact, but more as a way to smooth out any irregularities my speech might have.
So there we heard the first two recordings of I'm Sitting in a Room. You can already hear the changes in the recording as more of the room is recorded. I will now play back a bit from about halfway through. And by the end of the piece, we have this. This process was perfect for us to use. It's so simple to do. You just need a microphone, speaker, and a recording device. We set up a microphone in the middle of the return duct of the wind tunnel and set up a large PA system at one end. The recording took place on a laptop. The floor on the return duct had a massive slope, so we decided to do one set of recordings at the bottom and another set at the top. We had also decided to not use any audio stimulus, such as the voice that's in Lucier's piece. We wanted to explore this space using its own silence. It was at this stage we encountered Four Rooms, that is an album by the artist and musician Jakob Kierkegaard. This album, released on Touch, explored four different sites in Chernobyl by using the same process as Lussier, but without the voice. Here is an extract of the opening track called Church. Thank you. So over a few days, we built up layers and layers of the resonant frequencies of Q121 until we had enough to explore the site. We then edited this to just under 16 minutes. As the site had such an impressive visual impact, we decided to install a lighting rig of 8 lights along the floor, casting individual beams of light up towards the ceiling of the return duct. We had been aiming to connect the sound with the lighting, and upon walking around the site with audio on, this seemed to be the perfect way to complete the work. Walking around the site exposed the visitor to pockets or nodes of audio due to certain standing waves in the tunnel. Some were strong enough to physically shake you and produce a visceral experience of the space. To add lighting to this would allow us to enhance that overall experience of a resonating space. We developed a small MaxMSP patch to allow the audio to control the DMX lighting rig. This created a shimmering and dimming effect in complete synchronicity with the sound that meant the work acted on multiple senses of the visitors. When the site was open for 3 days in May, visitors were allowed to roam about anywhere in Q121's site, including walking through the return duct where the speakers and lighting were installed. A major influence on the work was the sound artist and physicist Felix Hess and a number of his Sound to Light projects that feature in his book Light as Air. Here is an extract now from the final piece of Resonant Space Q121. I recommend using good speakers with a good bass system. If you would like further information about the work, please visit www.davidstrang.co.uk. That's DavidStrang. And look for the Resonance Space Q121 on that site. Or you can contact me directly at davestrang78@gmail.com. Also, if anyone is interested in a copy of the video file, please email me. You've been listening to a Surface Sound edition for the Radio Network. Surface Sound is a show exploring experiments in sound and music, and is broadcast every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. on Sound Art Radio 102.5 FM. Sound Art Radio is based in Totnes in Devon in the UK, and you can find out more information by visiting www.soundartradio.org.uk. You can also visit the Surface Sound site at www.surfacesound.tumblr.com.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.